Canada on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for being with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Vice President calls for stronger collaboration to tackle gender inequality. Zambia records 1.5 million tourist arrivals on track for 2025 target. And in international news, Trump adds $100,000 fee for Soviet visa applicants.
Hotterson
News with Mwanza Mwanakoma. And now the news in detail. Vice President Mthali Malumanga has called for stronger collaboration among stakeholders to address the ongoing challenges facing women in the country, stressing that gender equality remains a critical national development issue. Speaking during the commemoration of the non-governmental gender organization coordinating council, the 40th anniversary held last evening, Mrs. Malumanga said the persistence of gender-based violence, limited access to resources, underrepresentation in leadership and socio-economic disparities are clear indicators that the journey is far from over. She said it is only through working together that the country can dismantle developmental barriers and open new doors of opportunity for women and girls. Only then can Zambia unlock its full potential.
As workers, let us use technology to improve our performance. Let us use technology to innovate and solve problems. Let us use technology to do business and deliver services to our people. Technology, technology, technology is the way to go. Fellow workers, government is implementing various interventions to promote homegrown solutions across all sectors of the economy.
And NJCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe said the 40th anniversary marks not only a celebration of past achievements but also a bold commitment to a future that prioritizes gender justice and inclusion.
It's fundamentally, it's not only a celebration of our past, it is a broad declaration of our future. We reaffirm our commitment to building a Zambia where every woman and girl can thrive, live, and live free from violence and discrimination. 40 years, 25, a lot of positives.
The Cleaning Association of Zambia has called on law enforcement agencies to urgently investigate and take decisive action against foreign-owned cleaning companies accused of siphoning over 50 million kwacha out of the country through fraudulent salary deductions. Speaking at a press briefing, Association President Lawrence Mukumbi has revealed that an audited report uncovered serious financial misconduct by officials of the named foreign cleaning company. According to Mr. Mukumbi, between 2016 and 2022, the company in question had been deducting funds from over 7,000 workers under the pretext of union contributions, but the money was never remitted to any legitimate union account. He has further alleged that the funds were illegally transferred out of Zambia, raising serious concerns about capital flight and exploitation of local labor by some foreign-based business owners. Mr. Mukumbi has since demanded the immediate arrest of the implicated individuals and full reimbursement to all affected workers.
This foreign cleaning company owner, who will not stop at anything to ensure that this steps continue, because even after our report in 2022, these foreigners have continued to steal money through deduction, and yet, even as to date, no monies are going into the new union account as recorded in the audit. Our demand to the Minister of Labor and the APC remain that we should not let this matter go forward.
The Zambia Tourism Agency has announced that it has so far recorded 1.5 million international tourist arrivals as of August, a jump from 1.2 million recorded in June 2025. Speaking during the Star Accommodation Building Award ceremony in Shanghai, VPA board chairperson Dan Bink said the country is on course to achieving a 2.4 million international tourist arrivals for 2025 and a 3 million target for 2027. He has further disclosed that with 3 million international arrivals, the tourism sector can contribute $9 billion to the country's gross domestic product and 300,000 jobs. During the event, JPA graded 34 accommodation establishments, among them guest houses, lodges and hotels to 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 stars.
By the end of August, our target is to this year to bring in 2.4 million visitors. By the end of August, we have 1.5 million visitors recorded. So we are on course to reach our target for 2.4 million. The Ministry of Tourism and JPA have secured a global marketing partnership with the BBC and with Expedia designed to boost the Zambia visibility in key source markets and convert interest into actual visits. These achievements are encouraging, not only encouraging, but it also highlights the responsibility of all of you as a service provider. For those that are not graded, let me be very clear. Grading is a legal requirement and is not an option.
And Minister of Tourism Rodney Sikumba, who was represented by the Permanent Secretary, Evans Muhanga, has reminded accommodation owners that grading is valid for 2 years, suggesting that the exercise is a legal requirement and not negotiable.
The star grading system is a legal requirement. It ensures that Zambia's hospitality industry offers services that meet international benchmarks. It is therefore critical that such events are held in order to promote the provision of the required services. To the establishment receiving flags tonight, congratulations. Your achievement demonstrates commitment to quality. However, we are reminded that the grading you received tonight is valid for 2 years and must be renewed. Therefore, consistency is key to your service.
Meanwhile, Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, who was represented by Permanent Secretary for Special Duties at Cabinet Office, Kennedy Kalunga, said government expects tourism to play a growing role in national development through contributing to GDP growth, attracting foreign exchange and to create lasting employment opportunities. The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction has welcomed the economic potential of the early maize cultivation and export program, but warns that its current structure disproportionately favors large-scale commercial farmers. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Michelevai says the program's financial, structural, and logistical requirements risk widening the gap between commercial and small-scale farmers, the latter of whom form the backbone of Zambia's maize sector. Mrs. Michelevai said over 80% of Zambia's maize production comes from small-scale farmers, most of whom operate on less than 5 hectares and without deliberate support mechanisms. Their participation in this program is virtually impossible. She has noted that the requirement for individual farmers to produce at least 500 metric tons effectively excludes smallholders who typically yield less than 5 metric tons per hectare. Mrs. Michelevai has called on government to allow group registration to registered cooperatives or farmer organizations, enabling small-scale farmers to pool their land and resources and output to meet the minimum thresholds collectively.
Our view is that this design, whether it's intentional or not, excludes the smallholder farmers by default, reserving access to a program with significant economic potential to only those with commercial land holdings and access to capital. This basically could reinforce existing inequalities in the agriculture sector. The position we think can reward the much needed support for boosting small scale farmer production for maize. Secondly, we think that there are prohibitive infrastructure requirements, again, that relates to irrigation and drying facilities. If you look at the program again, part of the